Does it feel like customer service doesn't care? It should. I am sure everyone has dealt with customer service at some point in the last week, or maybe even on a daily basis. If you are calling, chances are you are not speaking with someone that resides in the same region as you, or even the same country. That isn't what my problem is. I don't have a problem with someone answering my calls located in India. It sucks that on some level, when you get someone with an accent unlike yours, your butt cheeks clench because you know how the call is going to go. You're going to have to repeat yourself. They're going to have to repeat themselves. It's a clusterfuck of confusion. Still, not my issue. I actually consider myself to be very level-headed when speaking to someone on the phone because I have been in that position before. Sadly, here's the truth. I'm going to slide back into my former self and give you some unfortunate news and advice in bulleted format. Here are some reasons why customer service calls never go the way you actually want them to. Some of these are strictly meant to explain cable, as that is my area of expertise. Number one, the previous call, or as I like to call it, Dumbface McAssholson. Regardless of what you think, you are not the first call this person has taken today, nor will you be the last. You may be a completely kind and generous person calling because you have a valid reason to call, but that is not the case of every caller. When I worked for Shady Cable, the majority of my calls were incredibly abusive. The calls that follow are then tainted. The representative begins every call with the assumption that there will be screaming, profanity, and blame placed on their shoulders. And I don't mean the company's shoulders. I mean that the customer has called and the person that they have reached is Damien fucking Thorne. That's an Omen reference for the kiddos. I cannot tell you how many times I have been told, "You are horrible and are ruining my life." It would always flabbergast me that a complete stranger thought that they mattered enough for me to ruin their lives by preventing them from watching reruns of Pyramid on Game Show Network. Number two, personal lives, or, as I've listed it, only human! As much as every place you work at tells you to leave your personal lives at the door, life can hit you with unexpected twists and turns. If you have no ability to act like nothing is wrong, when you're upset, your tone changes. Even if you are a good actor, if people call and scream at you, it does get to you. I spent many an evening contemplating drawing a hot bath, sliding in, then pulling in my DVR and electrocuting myself. Number three, this is not the apocalypse, also known as outages! Oh God! If service isn't working and someone depends on cable services to enrich their daily lives, there is an extreme sense of entitlement. Let me clarify. Cable services are considered entertainment and not a utility. Utilities are things like electricity, heat, water, phone. Those have priorities. If a telephone pole goes down and the cable and phone are knocked out, electric lines have first priority. Following their repairs is telephone. The cable company is not allowed to work on their lines before the telephone company unless the subscribers in the area have voice over internet protocol, which is phone through the cable lines. Nowadays, most people have at least one cell phone in their homes, so it is still not a priority. A call center rep cannot say, "I'm sorry you can't watch Dr. Phil to prove to yourself that you're more of a winner than someone else." Oh, and for those of you reading this and going, "I run my business from my home," do not mention this if you are calling a cable company. They will then say, "You're paying for cable on a personal level. You should not be running a business from that. I can connect you with our business sales department if you'd like." As a customer service rep, I was elated when I got these calls because it left the petty bitch in me with a humongous smile on my face. Fuck you! You are mean to me. You're gonna have to pay three times what you're paying now. Ha! Ha ha. Ha ha ha. Number four. Lend me some money? Also known as, they don't pay me enough for this shit. The amount of money that someone is being paid in these positions is downright fucking pitiful. When I started, they offered me $10.50 an hour in 2005. Coming from a video store where I was making $8.50 an hour as an assistant manager, I was all, fuck yeah, let's do this! Little did my naive mind know the amount of screaming my brain would have to endure. This psyche warfare, I'm gonna go ahead and pat myself on the back for that. I deserve it. This psyche warfare was only assuaged by copious amounts of alcohol. I would even try to feed my sadness at Denny's as my shift ended. So, not only was I miserable, I was miserable with diarrhea. Number five. I understand your frustration, also known as, I'm not paid to care. When you work at a call center, you are taken off of the phones for about 15 minutes a month for something they call QA. But I call it, let me spend 15 minutes telling you why the company thinks you are useless. Think back to your last company review. Take that and multiply it by 12 and condense all of the hate. Your yearly review was far easier to endure than the monthly quality assurance meetings that I was required to suffer through. Quality assurance doesn't mean what you think it does. Quality assurance to shady cable has nothing to do with the quality of service that the customers receive from the representative. They focus on the amount of time that you spend on a call, the amount of time following a call that you are unavailable to take another call, and your ability to upsell. The amount of time I was supposed to spend on a call was around 5 minutes. They wanted me to verify customer identity, verify their services, then take care of whatever issues they were calling about. Try to sell them something new and get the customer to release the call because we were never allowed to disconnect a call. Obviously, from the length of this recording, I like to use words. I typically enjoy talking to people. I really do, if they're not total ass faces, that is. The idle time following a call is meant to record in the customer account what it is you discussed, what the issue was, whether or not it was resolved with you, and if it was not, what resolution is to follow, and what steps you have taken to remedy said issue. They like to call the ability to upsell bonuses, in which, if you reached sales quotas that were determined by your shift, you got a little bit of extra money in your paycheck that was taxed heavily. However, the sales department were the ones to get the majority of the sales, as that was why the customer pushed the button for sales. When someone is pissed off that there is an outage, I'm pretty sure that they don't want you to talk about the wonder of premium channels. Oh, hey, you can't see anything on your TV right now except for a no signal, fuckwad? Let me tell you about 6 feet under, a family with a funeral home. I can hear you flipping me off right now. Then, you got the overwhelming joy of listening to a random call you had taken throughout the month, even though you were the one speaking. They then tear down everything that you had done, have you sign a piece of paper in blood that you are aware of your shortcomings, and make you go back and take more calls. Number six. Sometimes I like to fuck with you. Taking calls is boring. When you work 8 hours and field 90 plus calls a day, you need something to take your mind off of the humdrum. Or you just had the call from hell and wanted to confuse the hell out of someone else. There was this guy in a cubicle near me who would take every call in a different accent. It was endlessly entertaining. His goal was to not break the accent, but if he ever did, and the person on the other end of the line called him on it, he would snap at them in a completely different accent. Shortly thereafter, the call would end. I'm pretty sure the customer turned to their significant other and said, "We need to find a new company. I'm pretty sure the dude I spoke with is insane. We can't have cable from psychopaths. I was contemplating sharing more stories of fuckery with you in this post, but as this is ridiculously long, I'll post a few when I have time. I can even record them if you are too lazy to read. The names will be changed so as to not get my ass sued. Also, I will not tell you what cable company I worked for, as I really don't want to poke the bear. Later.